This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Thank you very much, Lucius. 972 says the blueprint for getting to the Super Bowl on display last night, offensive and defensive line. And I agree with it, but I just think that's half of it. I think that's oversimplifying. It's as good a player as we can possibly acquire at every single position.
I totally agree with you on that.
Here's Brian with Krusty's Corner.
Thank you very much, Joel. Mm-hmm. The offensive defensive lines are important in this draft. I mean, Zach and I are going to talk about it a bunch. There's a lot of scary in a scary ways of with offensive linemen. This thing, if you're going to get the right guy, defensive line don't have an issue. Offensive line got some issues. All right, I went through this morning and watched. They had the game up on my next gen stuff, so I got to watch the Super Bowl, the all 22, and so I wanted to go through and look at the six sacks that Patrick Mahomes suffered and kind of see if there was a common thread and just walk everybody through them if I could here. Hopefully I could get through them all. But the first sack was with this was in the second quarter. It was a first and 10 on the Kansas City 30-yard line. Fangio goes with a cover two look with man underneath is what he does. So he's going to play with the two safeties and then play man coverage underneath and just try and match everybody. At the snap of the ball, Blankenship, the safety, drives right off the right hash into the middle of the field to take care of the crossers that Kansas City likes to work with. So he's basically playing with what we call a robber. Like he's two deep look and then drive it to where there's a robber. So you have a safety deep and a safety in the middle of the field. Worthy, the wide receiver, drags behind the line of scrimmage. I originally thought this was going to be a screen to Kelsey, but it really was that Kelsey got beat so quickly off the ball. He was late off the snap. And so that caused the problems. But Worthy's going to drag behind the line of scrimmage, and he's being tracked by Dejean, the corner. Kelsey, like I say, super late off the ball. Sweat, the defensive end, is by him before he can even react.
Right in his face, too. Not off the blind side. Right in his face.
Right in his face. And so Humphrey, the center, tries to kind of peel and get Sweat, but he's too late arriving there. He saw what was happening. Kelsey kind of turns and thinking that Mahomes is going to do one of those little sidearm shots, you know, to get him the ball. But no, not going to happen on that one.
It was a truly awful play from Kelsey. If he's supposed to be blocking on that play, that's man. The worst effort.
That was his man. Because they're going to block that and they're going to run Worthy into the flat and throw him the ball on the move and kind of hope that he could win against Dejean and then get up the field. But they don't get it done. Mahomes is going to slide forward in the pocket. He just can't. Sweat's reach is just too long. First sack there, loss of four.
Play looked worse than Travis Kelce's hair these days. You know what I'm saying?
It was not. Yeah, you're right about that. It was pretty bad there. Second quarter, second and 14 on the Kansas City 22, or excuse me, Kansas City 26.
Aren't they back-to-back plays?
Back-to-back. Yeah, back-to-back.
They had a run of five negative plays out of six. that culminated with the pick.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think this is the drive. It's like sack, sack, pick, six.
Rough.
They're in cover two again this time, but they're going to play zone. So, again, two safeties on the hash. What's really interesting is what Dick Fangio did here is, you know, when safeties, you talk about playing with width and playing wide off the hashes, it's like Philadelphia said, no, they played guys on the hashes. So their two safeties for a lot of this game on defense were lined up right on the hash.
You're right, Brian. That was a very savvy move from Vic.
Vic?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Dick Fangio. No.
That's right. It's
you
a
win a Super Bowl, maybe you can be a Vic again, there you I guess.
I thought that was a great bid,
we'll
by
see.
The way, Jeep.
I'm going to montage that. Just give me a couple
please
months.
Do, please do. I'll start calling him back next
Super Bowl.
I like we call him, you know, Dick Fangio. I like that. Okay, so it's a cover two look with the zone this time. And now at the snap, Gardner Johnson, the safety, drives again to the middle of the field. So now they've had Blankenship on one side drive, and then Gardner Johnson, the other safety, goes to the middle while Blankenship adjusts again behind him. So taking away the crossers underneath and then playing with a single high safety, kind of giving him a look of like, hey, giving Mahomes a look like, okay, we're going to try and keep everything in front of us. We're going to cover all your guys. We're going to make sure that we take care of that. But they adjust. So Blankenship goes deep. Gardner Johnson goes down. So again, that's that robber look I was telling you about earlier, middle of the field. Mahomes looks at Brown, the wide receiver. But Mitchell, the corner's right there. So he's looking at Brown, Hollywood Brown, and he's like, no, I'm not going to throw it there because Mitchell's playing zone just a little bit off, but he's going to drive on that ball if it goes that way. So nothing to worthy on the other side either. So now Mahomes is in trouble. Now, what happens is Schuster-Smith, though, breaks open late through the middle of, like he's running past Blankenship as the free safety there. But Pacheco, he tries to block. Kelsey and Pacheco try and block. Again, you got Kelsey's late off the ball, like he's not hearing the snap count. He's late every time they do this.
He's upped super high.
Pacheco tries to help. He's beaten by Sweat as well. Hunt, he overpowers Tooney on the other side and the split sack. So that's a loss of two. But he had Mahomes had a chance that he was like looked left, looked right, but they couldn't get the protection right and they missed an opportunity down the middle of the field because of the sack. Sweat's able to get there. So good job by Sweat.
That's a 7-man protection.
Yeah.
And they can't stop four dudes.
Can't stop four dudes there.
Those dudes.
So back to back plays. Kelsey was definitely a problem here for your Kansas City Chiefs. All right, here's second quarter again, 3rd and 9 on the Kansas City 31. They go cover two again with that zone look I was just describing. Mahomes is starting to look at the rush now. He's not, it's like they're...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
He's no, dropping back. Now. You can see the eye level has clearly come down, and now he's looking. He's not even looking down the field. He's looking at the rush.
Over at that point. Yeah, that was absolutely around the time of the game where third or fourth drive, it's becoming painfully
it
obvious.
It is bad. Kelce once again stays in to help on Sweat before releasing. Humphreys, the center, blocks nobody on this play. I mean, he literally blocks nobody. Sweat and Williams, the defensive tackle, they execute a little bit of a twist stunt, and they do it pretty well right there. Mahomes tries to escape, but he works to his right. He works right into the twist. You're starting to see Mahomes, who usually navigates the pocket well, having problems. He worked right into the twist stunt where it was all breaking down instead of going away. Now, if he breaks to his right, then there's a chance because he's got Hollywood Brown running wide open down the right sideline of the field. But why? Because Gardner Johnson fell down. Like Brown just runs up on him. Gardner Johnson tries to turn, falls down. If he just breaks to his right, if Mahomes just tries to just slide to his right and launch that ball, it's a huge play, likely a touchdown. But instead, he moves right into the twist stunt. They don't block it very well, and then he's sacked right there. Loss of 7 on the play.
A lot of the sacks, he's getting pressure from multiple spots.
Yeah.
You know, and he's kind of got to try to be a Houdini in a lot of these.
It's funny how he's usually so good with his pocket awareness that, like, okay, I could feel it.
Yeah.
I need to slide over here, or, oh, wait, I need to get over on this side over here. But here, third sack, he's sliding right into the teeth of the rush.
Hmm.
So bad on his part right there. Okay, here we go. Another cover two look with the zone. Mahomes, this is the fourth sack. Mahomes has Smith-Schuster on a hitch, a 5-yard hitch. But he didn't throw him the ball. I mean, he's literally wide open. Like, they run the routes with the curls and the hitches, and he doesn't throw the ball.
He had one with Watson, too. We went on a third down conversion. Yeah. He peels wide open over the middle. He just didn't throw the ball to him.
Didn't throw the ball to him at all. So the pocket starts to squeeze on him, and he felt the need to go forward again in the pocket. If he stays in it, if he just stays in the pocket, he's got a chance here. Another deep shot to Hollywood Brown, who's running by Slay, the cornerback. So they've got guys down the field that are running past, and guys are falling down, secondary's falling down. But the rush, the eye level, everything is now kind of falling apart here for Patrick Mahomes. So Mahomes, he works right into the arms of Smith, the defensive tackle. Parham, the guard, had no chance on this one. When you look at Davis, Davis is driving him back. If he just moves a little to his right again, maybe he avoids, maybe he gets the ball off. But he goes right into the middle of the pocket. Davis is working Parham over the guard, and now it's a loss of 1 on the play. Another sack, but this time by the defensive tackle, Davis. All right, third quarter, 2nd and 11. This is on the Kansas City 43. It's a cover two look with that zone look I've been talking about. Kind of seeing a little bit of a pattern here, what Vic Fangio's doing. Mahomes wants to hit Kelce in the flat, but Mitchell is right there. The corner, they're playing that zone. He's playing a little soft zone. He's kind of in the flat. Kelce works out there to him, and Mahomes is like wants to get into the ball, pulls it back. Now, again, here's Mahomes. He's going to go forward, but it's really, really muddy in the front of the pocket. It's not as clean. Everybody's kind of Thuney and is getting driven back in there. Taylor, the guard, gets worked by Sweat for off the edge. And so now they're having a little bit of some problems. So it's all really muddy for him inside. If the pocket could have held up, Worthy had run by Gardner Johnson again and was wide open. So if they just get the protection,
they could have hit big plays.
They had big plays. Every one of these sacks has somebody that was open. And Mahomes just could not get the ball off, or he could not get the ball out. This was a loss of 6 on the play. Here's the final one for you. This is fourth quarter. It's first and 10 on the Kansas City 30. Cover two look, but they're playing this time. Vic Fangio goes cover two with man on the outside and zone underneath. So he's playing his corners man for man, and he's using everybody else like in a zone. So he's kind of matching up that way. Mahomes wants to hit Worthy on the go because they probably have seen it. It's probably a couple different times it looks like it's, you know, could potentially be there. He loads up in order to deliver the ball. Williams, the defensive tackle, once again overpowers Parham, the guard, with his right hand. He knocks the ball out of Mahomes' hand for the fumble. Williams was able to fall on the ball, and that was the final sack. Now, the Kansas City Chiefs honestly are pretty lucky on this play that Mahomes didn't get hurt.
I know, dude. Like, this should have been roughing the passer on Jalen Carter.
Yeah. This is a try and throw the ball as far down the field as you can, and then the arm, all of a sudden, the hand, the wrist, the ball, all get hit. We saw what happened in the playoff game with the Georgia, that game where the quarterback is rolling outside pocket, and then he gets
Beck, same thing.
Yeah. Same kind of situation there.
All kinds of ligaments and rotator cuffs.
But predominantly elbow. What you see here is cover two with some robber in the middle of the field and four-man rush with some twist. Kansas City wasn't up to it. The quarterback wasn't up to it. It was probably one of the worst games from a pocket awareness standpoint that you'll ever see Patrick Mahomes have in a game.
There it is, Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 in the G-Bag Nation. Unbelievable to see Kansas City so shell-shocked like that and really unable to get off the mat or make any meaningful adjustments. It just kept getting worse until the game was over. Okay, in a copycat league, it's time for Jerry to tell Steve what time it is. We have that and more coming up next. It's the G-Bag Nation, the fan.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.